Hello, and welcome to Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. Last episode, we talked a little bit about two of the central pillars of the Healthy Steps Program, exercise and physical activity, and why they are such important behaviors for health coaches to focus on. We focus on exercise and physical activity so we can help our participants move more and sit less. However, there is a third pillar of the Healthy Steps program, healthy eating. Taken together, improving these three health behaviors heavily contributes to reducing one's risk for many chronic diseases. Today, we are going to focus on the importance of targeting healthy eating when coaching. To do so, I was fortunate enough to speak with Cassandra Bartol, a research coordinator with the Healthy Steps team. Please enjoy.
So hi, everyone. My name is Cassandra. I work with the Healthy Steps program here in London, Ontario. And I'm here today with Adam to talk to you guys about the Healthy Steps program and a bit more about the nutrition aspect of the Healthy Steps program.
That's great. Thanks, Cassandra. So I think it would be helpful for the listeners if you could quickly share your role as it relates to the Healthy Steps program.
Okay, so I came on to help kind of organize the research aspect of the Healthy Steps program and to help evaluate the program and find out how participants have been finding the program and see where we as the research team can improve the program to make it more effective for participants and for them to get the most out of it. It's been great to get their perspective on all the aspects of the program, and throughout the time we have been conducting the Healthy Steps program, which has kind of transformed over the past 5 years, we've been able to provide participants with great improvements in the protocol that we have put together, and also take their recommendations and help incorporate them into the program.
Excellent. Great. Thanks for that that overview. So as the topic of this episode is healthy eating, I was just hoping you could speak to the importance of that health behavior within the program.
So the program was originally designed to help Canadians fight this growing burden of chronic disease. 4 out of 5 Canadians are actually at risk of chronic disease, and healthy eating is one of these things that is actually quite easy to change and dramatically improves your risk for chronic disease by reducing it. So healthy eating is actually linked to reducing things like heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and even certain cancers. And it's really important to target these things because these healthy eating habits actually will help improve your risk of developing these diseases, and even if you have these diseases, slow the progression.
That's great. So I think, you know, you've made it really clear that a proper diet goes a long way in improving health. However, improving one's diet is often a really difficult change to not only initiate, but then maintain over the long term. So this is likely a challenge for many of the health coaches that may be listening. So can you talk a little bit about the ways in which Healthy Steps coaches try to facilitate this process?
So at the health, like with the Healthy Steps program, we try to keep things very simple. The first thing we do is try to establish the current eating behaviors of the participant. And we use this strategy called SMART goal setting, which allows us to break down a participant's eating behaviors and target small areas over time to improve at each session. So we give the participant the tools to kind of address the areas they want to improve and make these changes slowly over the course of the program. And we do this by, number one, kind of finding out what's going on with their diet, what areas they struggle with, what areas they find quite easy. And we work with them to help make lasting changes that are quite easy and small. And these incremental small changes throughout the course of the program end up being a large change in the end.
That's excellent. So just finally, one more quick question. As you know, integrating technology support tools is an important aspect of our program, and that's something that we recommend to all of the health coaches out there that may be listening. So are there any tech tools that you can recommend to other coaches that may be listening, or just individuals who are trying to improve their health behaviors?
Absolutely. We worked with actually the Dietitians of Canada to help develop this EA tracker or EAT tracker. And this allows people to kind of track the foods that they're eating and find out what's in them. So it allows them to kind of track their macronutrients as it is. So things like protein and carbohydrates and sugars, which gives them a bit of a better idea of what actually they're consuming and how much of each of the different food groups. So it's a really great tool for people to stay accountable to themselves and identify areas they're struggling. There's also great other tools available out there to people, things like Facebook groups or other groups online that you can join that help provide feedback and ideas about how to improve your diet and eat healthier.
Well, that's really helpful, Cassandra. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much, Adam. I really appreciate this opportunity.
What a great interview. I'm really glad we were able to get Cassandra on. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter @healthysteps or me @AdamGavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.